Neither the Thai police nor the military made any effort to stop the demonstrators displayed today after Saturday's bloody street battles, the worst political violence to hit Thailand in nearly two decades. The Thai stock market ended the day down 5%. The tourism industry is starting to suffer too. Dozens of foreign governments have issued travel warnings for Thailand. Charter companies have canceled flights amid fears the violence could spread, dampening the mood for the start of the annual Songkran holiday that begins tomorrow. The red-shirted demonstrators are demanding that Parliament be dissolved and that new elections be held. They claim Prime Minister Abhisit Achiuwa's government came to power through illegitimate means. Thousands of protesters remain camped out in two main areas in the city. They say they're staying until Abhisit goes. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.